I'm Bill Littlefield, and it's time for three stories you should know. Even if it's just in your wildest dreams. Back in March, The Ringer's Claire McNear joined us for this segment. Claire had a theory that Taylor Swift, whom you just heard, is responsible for determining the World Series champion, and maybe you rolled your eyes, but we went back to the archives.
And I think the signs now suggest that she's thrown her weight, such as it is, behind the Astros. Her only show scheduled for the entirety of this year was last month in Houston. Mm. There's an Astros cap hidden in the music video of Bad Blood.
Whoa.
So what I'm saying is, put all your money on Houston.
Claire McNear, welcome back, and I sure hope you took your own advice.
You know what I didn't? I've been lamenting that. I know. It's a disaster, but I hope somebody out there did.
Welcome back also to Sports on Earth's Will Leach. Hi, Will.
Hello. I have a great theory about how Meatloaf has predicted the NBA Finals this year.
I certainly look forward to hearing that on this or perhaps some other week. Will, we're going to start with you.
So, of course, the Houston Astros won the World Series this week. And beforehand, there were eight teams that had never won a World Series ever. The Houston Astros are now off that list. There are only seven teams. You know who you are, other seven teams. I will not embarrass you by saying your names further. However, I will say that I feel as a fan of a team that has won, I don't remember how many, 11 World Series championships, the St. Louis Cardinals. I wrote this piece for Sports on Earth this week to kind of give Astros fans an idea of what the rest of their lives are going to be like. Because no matter what happens, they have this World Series. So I had a few kind of tips for them. One, no matter how tempted you are to do so, because 2017 is now going to be a number you will remember the rest of your life, do not make it your ATM PIN number. Number two, do not buy everything with the Houston logo on it right now. You will want to do this. I have a Cubs fan friend who is a banker who bought Cubs World Series wristbands. I have no idea what he's going to do with his wristbands, what he could possibly do with those wristbands. And the last thing is to remember, and this is kind of a more emotional one, to always remember that this was what it was all worth it. I mean, let's face it, guys. This is a waste of time. Why are we spending all this time caring about sports for this moment? Now, this is hope for those seven other teams. Someday it may be worth it, unless you're the Nationals, of course, in which case it's never going to be worth it. You should stop right now. But congratulations to the Astros and their fans for waiting forever for this moment. It was finally worth it.
You know, I'm on board with almost all of what Will just said, but I've got to say I disagree about the team swag. Mm. I think you should stock up on all the 2017 championship swag that you possibly can. For my birthday this year, my boyfriend found an old t-shirt from 1989, which is the year that I was born, commemorating the San Francisco Giants NLCS victory, which didn't turn out too well in the World Series,
oh,
but they
no.
got that far. And you know what? I cherish it. It's full of silly 80s cartoons, and I have made the mistake of not picking up more recent silly t-shirts commemorating more recent wins, but I think Houston fans should go for it.
All right, I'm going to side with you on this, Claire. I agree. Buy everything while it's available, but stop short of having Astros tattooed across your back.
Yeah, tell me that now, Bill. Tell me that now.
It's too late.
I'm not even an Astros fan. This was a terrible mistake.
All right, Claire, it's your turn, and the pressure is on, I guess, to make another bold prediction with or without the help of Taylor Swift.
Well, I don't know if this is a prediction so much as a statement of longstanding reality, but the Browns, they're bad, you might have heard. As is so often the case in Cleveland, the Browns need a new quarterback. They went looking this week ahead of the NFL trade deadline, and they settled on A.J. McCarron, currently with the Bengals. Mm. The two teams settled on a trade minutes before the deadline, but then, as the deadline arrived, word trickled out that the trade, which would reportedly have sent second and third round picks in the 2018 draft to Cincinnati, had fallen apart. Not because either team backed out, but because the Browns somehow managed not to submit confirmation of the trade to the NFL in time. Early reports suggested that they just up and forgot to do it. More recently, we've heard that the Browns sent the Bengals vital paperwork via email with minutes to spare, and the Bengals just simply didn't see it in time. Whatever happened, the whole thing is just so Browns. It seems like nothing ever goes right for this franchise, and now the team's finding new ways for it all to go wrong. So my question for you guys is this just another chapter in the Browns being the Browns, or is this another animal entirely?
Well, for me, the Browns make so many mistakes, spanning organizations, spanning leadership, spanning management. No matter who it is, they're always messing it up. To me, having a trade they wanted to make taken away from them may have, in fact, been the best thing that could possibly happen to the Browns. They did not screw nothing up. I like to think that the NFL actually got all the paperwork in time, looked at it and said, you know, in the same way that you put a dog cone around a dog's collar so they don't bite himself, we're going to go ahead and just refute this one, because it is really amazing when you think about the fact, if you separate the Browns' history from this current Browns team that was rewarded to the city in Cleveland, this is the worst expansion franchise in the history of sports. Bernie Kosar didn't play for this team. This is just a horrible team, and they've been there since they got here. I know Cleveland fans like to think they got their Browns back. I'm still not sure they actually did.
Yeah, they didn't. But for purposes of this discussion, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I'm the oldest member of the panel. And I'm going to remind people that it was in Cleveland for a team called the Browns that Jim Brown played. And that meant something at the time. And by golly, to football fans, it probably still means something. So at least they got that to hold on to. Claire, maybe that's not enough.
Maybe it's not. I'm also partial to this theory. at least not anytime soon. I'm also partial to the theory that maybe the NFL is trying to save them from themselves. But this is a favorite trick of mine. When I've got an editor breathing down my neck and I don't want to do any work, I'll say, oh, yeah, I definitely emailed the person I was supposed to email at 4:59 on a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
All right. I am also focusing on Cleveland. The Cavaliers, last year's NBA runner-up, off to a disappointing start. They've lost to a bunch of teams they should never have lost to. And so we're seeing stories that say the Cleveland Cavaliers are finished. And one story said, it's a shame. LeBron James' last great years are going to be wasted on a team that's no good. I want to suggest that nobody should write off any team that plays 82 games in the regular season after fewer than 10 games. And also, nobody should predict that a team will win a championship 3 years in advance of that championship, unless, of course, the team is the Astros and the predictor is Sports Illustrated. That's my exception. Otherwise, I want strict rules that go into effect limiting people saying this team is finished when they've played about a tenth of their season. You guys are both in the business. Will you go along with my restrictions?
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you that it is very silly to make any long-term predictions this early in the season. And you know what? Even the Warriors haven't looked quite like themselves so far. So, I mean, it's early, but you won't find me complaining if we don't get yet another round of Cavs-Warriors in the finals.
Will you have anything left to write about if we institute this limitation?
Yeah, I don't like the idea that all of a sudden things that are bad that are currently happening, someone can just say, oh, well, it's only October, as if that, like, okay, well, then these things are all going to be fine. I think the Cavaliers will be fine. Personally speaking, as a Knicks fan, the Knicks are one of the teams that beat the Cavs. I prefer to think the Cavs are, in fact, at their all-time historical peak. It's just that the Knicks are about to win the NBA Finals. That's my only possible takeaway.
I have nothing to say to finish off the thought that the Knicks are going to win the NBA Finals.
You heard it here first.
As a fan of the old DeBuscher, Bradley, Frazier Knicks, I think that would be just fine. It's almost like looking back as far as Jim Brown, isn't it?
I'm going to go comb through a bunch of Taylor Swift videos and see if I can find any evidence that the Knicks
it worked
win the
once.
NBA Finals.
I'll let you go to do that. My guests for this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know have been The Ringer's Claire McNear and Sports on Earth's Will Leach. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, as always.